With only 15 regular season Western Hockey League games remaining, the Victoria Royals can be excused for closely perusing the standings in the newspaper scoreboard page. The Kelowna Rockets put added pressure on the Royals this week. Forward Andrew Kristall, the 16th-ranked North American skater for the 2023 NHL Draft, returned from a six-week injury to score 4 goals for the Rockets in a 5-2 victory over Everett on Wednesday to snap a 4-game Kelowna losing streak and push the Rockets 3 points ahead of Victoria with 2 games in hand in the race for the 8th and final playoff berth in the Western Conference. "We are in playoff mode right now," said Royals GM and head coach Dan Price. "We realize it's a two-team competition and know the reality of the math. Call it the pre-first round with the Royals and Rockets, who have exhausted their head-to-head regular season matchups, and are instead waging a race by proxy. We don't play Kelowna anymore, but we each are playing common opponents down the stretch," said Price. Among those are the Saskatoon Blades, who beat the Rockets 4-2 in Kelowna last weekend, and are now on the island to take on the Royals Friday night at Save on Foods Memorial Center. "This is a very good Saskatoon squad and its 3-5-1-3-4 record reflects that." Blades defenseman Tanner Molendick from McBride is the 36th-ranked North American-based skater for the 2023 NHL Draft and Belarusian forward Igor Sidorov the 86th-ranked and with 31 goals on the season. On the veteran side of the ledger, the Blades have traded well and boast 3 fourth-round NHL draft pick forwards with former Kamloops Blazer Josh Piller taken by the Minnesota Wild, former Brandon Wheat King Jake Chiasson by the Edmonton Oilers and former Seattle Thunderbird Connor Roulette by the Dallas Stars. Saskatoon is more solid than spectacular. It's not an overall starry lineup, compared to some of the top-end WHL teams this season, but the Blades have balance, cohesion and tenacity and that has carried them a long way. "They have depth and speed and aggression," said Price. The Royals, meanwhile, are buoyed by the recent return of defenseman Austin Zemlak and forwards Braden Schuurman and Matthew Hodson from the injury list. But two crucial players, leading scorer Jake Poole and San Jose Sharks signed captain Gannon LaRocque, remain out. The Royals, 1-5-3-2-5, follow up with 3 consecutive and daunting games against the Western Conference leading and Canadian Hockey League No. 3 ranked Seattle Thunderbirds, who boast 5 first-round NHL draft picks. The Royals and Thunderbirds meet Saturday night in Kent, Washington, and Monday and Tuesday at the Memorial Center. "That's a potential first-round playoff matchup for us," said Price. The Rockets, however, are thinking the same thing. CDH Ean saw at TimesColonist.com.